Is that the same thing like if you were driving a buggy, what you would use to guide the horses with, the lines? Or what about if you're just riding one horse? You guide him with the what?
You still have to guide him with the, you know, he still have two lines on. If you want to go left, you would pull left or right. So I still would say it could be the same.
Have you ever heard people call those things reins?
Reins. Not really. I didn't say that much.
Okay, all right, talking about riding on a horse, what do you call those things that you put your feet in when you ride a horse?
That's your horse come down from the saddle.
Yeah.
I guess you call them your...
You ever heard people call them stirrups?
Stirrups.
Are you familiar with that? Not familiar with that. Okay. If you have two horses hitched to a wagon, have you ever heard people refer to the horse on the left as anything in particular?
Two people.
If you've got two horses hitched to a wagon, mm-hmm. The horse on the left, is he called anything in particular?
We got four on the left and right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people talk about the lead horse?
The lead, yes. The lead horse, huh? Okay. I thought that would be the one in the front, though, right?
Well, if they're side by side.
Side by side. No, would you have a lead horse there?
Yeah. I didn't know about it before I started this, though. What about if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little...
Something not at hand.
Yeah, if you're trying to tell somebody where something is, you might say, well, it's not right here, it's just a little...
Right there, somewhere near.
Or maybe just a little way over there or something like that. Okay. What about, let's say, if you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey yet, you might say that you still had a...
Long ways to go.
Okay. Or talking about something, maybe I'm trying to look for something, you're telling me where it is. Well, you say, well, that sort of thing that you're looking for is very common. You don't have to look for it in any special place. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. Or, well, let's say somebody slipped outside on the sidewalk and he fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
And if he fell that way, he fell
forward.
Uh-huh. Well, let's say maybe you've been fishing and you hadn't had good luck. You hadn't caught a thing, mm-hmm. And somebody asks you, well, did you catch any fish? You'd say what?
I had a bad day.
Okay, not a one or something like that?
No.
Do you hear people around here use the expression, I didn't catch nary a one? Say nary a one? Do you say that yourself?
No.
You don't say that. Mm-hmm. What about, let's say, a schoolboy who's gotten into trouble and the teacher has gotten on to him, he might say, well, why is she blaming me? I
haven't done anything, picking on me or something.
Yeah. Or what about, let's say, if somebody apologizes because they accidentally broke your rake, let's say they stepped on it, it was sitting out in the front yard, you might say to them, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I good enough. Something like that.
Didn't like it anyway or something?
I don't like it anyway.
Okay. Or what about if you see a little child who's crying, you might ask him why, and he says, well, my friend was eating candy and he didn't give me. Okay. What about we were talking about plowing a few minutes ago. Do you know what you call those things that are cut by the plow? Those long things in the ground?
What is cut by? I don't know the proper name. But
have you ever heard those called the furrows or trenches or something like that?
Trenches.
Not
no,
furrows. Okay. Well, what about if a farmer has a real good yield, he might say, well, we raised a big
crop.
A big crop, okay. And what about if you had a piece of land with a lot of bushes and trees on it and you wanted to, to get rid of them, you say you need to do what to the land?
Now,
if you have a piece of land with some bushes and trees on it, and you want to put that land to cultivation, you say you need to do what to the land?
Cultivate the land.
Cultivate it, or...